9:4, if you want to follow it in the Bible. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. For to us, a child is born. To us, a son is given. And the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the fullness of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
So I wonder if we heard, as we've sung the songs, as we listen to the stories, we watch the story, I wonder if we noticed where the missing piece is found. Where is peace to be found? Christmas is the good news of a Saviour born to us to bring us the missing piece. Jesus brings us the missing piece, the peace that we so desperately need, the peace that we desperately seek for, and that's peace with God. That's the peace that we really, really need. And that's the peace that the angels are singing about when they appear to those shepherds. Glory to God in the highest and on earth. Peace. Peace to those on whom God's favour rests. Peace. Peace with God. The reason the world is out of sorts, and it is because people are out of sorts with God. We're out of sorts with the God who made us. God made us, and God made us to enjoy a relationship with him, to enjoy life with him. That's what peace is. Life with God, knowing God, enjoying God, relationship with him. That's peace. But we didn't want it. We sinned. We walked out of the relationship. So we live for ourselves and we live for other things rather than God. And that's why we're so restless. That's why we're so dissatisfied. That's why we're so unfulfilled. Because we weren't made for those things, those other things that we chase after. We were made for God. And by walking out on him, we've lost the peace. By refusing to live for him, we've declared war on him. That's what sin is. It's the opposite of peace. Sin is fighting God. The opposite of peace. When we hear that word sin, which is mentioned quite a lot on the video and is mentioned in our carols and it's mentioned in the Bible, when we hear that word, we don't quite like to hear it. Most of us, I think, have an allergic reaction to that word. We assume it can't possibly refer to someone like me. A decent person like me, decent people like us, can't possibly refer to me. It describes other people, yeah, people that I can point you to, criminals and murderers and robbers and tyrants and people like that. But not me. But actually, if we pause and we stop just to think about it, we are not as good as we like to think we are. We're not as clean as we think we are. I just want to tell you very briefly about Snowy. Snowy was my friend's dog when I was a teenager. Snowy was one of these dogs, a West Highland Terrier. Nice little dog. If you like little dogs, I like bigger dogs, but you might like little dogs. And there's kind of Snowy. And whenever Snowy was taken out onto the streets of Wolverston, the grey streets of Wolverston, Snowy stood out like a sore thumb because of its white coat, bright white against the grey, white as snow, hence the name, Snowy. And people would always comment, God, Snowy's so white. Snowy's so amazingly white. And then one day, it snowed. It snowed. And I met my friend out on the street with Snowy, and Snowy didn't seem all that white anymore. In fact, Snowy looked a bit more like this. It's grey, and grubby. So you'd expect Snowy to be invisible in the snow, but Snowy wasn't invisible. Snowy stood out compared to the dazzling white of the real stuff. Snowy's coat was grubby and dirty. Thank you. And when we compare ourselves to the tyrants in the world, when we compare ourselves to some of the bad criminals that we hear about on the news, then we might stand out as quite good, as cleanish. But what if we were to compare ourselves with Jesus? He is the God who became man, and he always obeyed his Father, God. He lived a perfect life, a life of perfect honesty. He lived a life of perfect love and perfect kindness. He lived a life of perfect truth-telling and perfect truth-living. And when we stand next to him, compared to him, even the very, very best of us looks very, 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 very grubby. And we see that we haven't lived a right life before God, not the life that he's lived. We haven't lived that life. And we know it deep down, don't we? We know it. We just don't like to admit it. But if we, instead of showing a video that we've just watched, if we were to watch a video, not of the Nativity, but if we were to watch a video of our lives up to this present day, all of it, everything that we've said and done, and everything that we've ever thought, it all came up on that screen for everyone to see, then it would be clear for everyone to see just what we're like, wouldn't it? That we have all walked away from God, and that we've all lived for ourselves more than him, followed our own agenda. And that's something that we need to reckon with, and it's very serious. So sin isn't just being disrespectful to God. Failure to love him isn't just being disrespectful, it's treason. It's a very serious crime against our Creator. It's very, very serious indeed. And in setting ourselves up against God, we've set ourselves on a disastrous course towards death, eternal death, and hell. And we would all, I would be, you would be, we would all be condemned and without hope if it were not for one thing. He came to save us. He came to bring us peace. John Lennon didn't know it. John Lennon and Yoko Ono, they didn't know it, but they were right in their Christmas song when they sing, "Happy Christmas, war is over, if you want it. War is over now." Christmas is about war being over. Christmas is about the war between human beings and God being over. It's the war that we started, the war that we want to keep going. But God's angelic host, literally army, so the word is heavenly army. God's angelic army arrive in Bethlehem on earth, and remember what they're singing. They're not declaring war, which is what we'd expect. No, they're declaring peace. They're singing a song of peace. It really is extraordinary, and we can miss it, but it's so wonderful that the arrival of this baby means that it's going to be possible for human beings, enemies of God, who've been fighting against him from the beginning, to become his friends, his children, and to live with him forever. Please, 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 will you hear that? Please hear that, because I think deep down, we tend to see Jesus only as someone who came to blame. True, one day he will judge us. He's coming back to do that. But when he came into the world, he came to save. He didn't come to judge us. He didn't come to blame us. He didn't come to condemn us. He didn't come to punish us. He came to save us and to bring us peace. How does he do that? How did he do that? How will peace with God be possible for us who fought against him? And the answer is amazing, that he does it by dying in our place, by taking our sin against God and suffering the punishment that we deserve for it, and then taking it away from us by taking that punishment. That's how. And that's just what he does, as we read on in the Gospels. It all leads to a cross in Jerusalem, where the punishment that brought us peace was on him. And that's the only way that it's possible for us to have peace. It's an amazing love, isn't it? Bringing everlasting peace to whoever trusts in him. That's where peace is to be found. That's where the missing peace is found, in Jesus. Peace is found in being restored to relationship with God that we were made for in the first place. Peace is found in knowing that you're loved by the God of the universe, that his favor rests on you. That's where peace is found. Peace is found in knowing that you're safe and secure in his hands. Peace is found in knowing that no matter what trials and troubles come to us in this life, and there will be many, And some of us are going through them right now. It's knowing that he will be with us and is with us and will bring them to an end one day. And he will bring us through them into that eternal peace of a world made new, where there's no more sinning, no more fighting, there's no more selfishness and suffering. A wonderful world of peace. That's where it's heading for those who trust in Jesus. The peace is real. He really came to give it to you. He really wants you to have it. He really does. And you can really have it if you want it. If you want it. In the words of the song, war is over if you want it. War is over now if you say yes to Jesus. So if you haven't already, let me encourage you to do that, to receive the gift. Turn from your sin, from living for yourself, and trust in him and what he's done for you. And trust your life into the safekeeping of his hands. Trust the one who came to save you from your sin. And find release, real release, in Jesus, the Prince of Peace. Amen.